What's up, people? This is Pirigo, the show in which you talk about stuff that came to our minds last week, but this week we won't speak about our minds. We just tell what we've done last week, because you might notice that there were no uploading since 26th of October, and it's just because I was on vacation. Yep, and I visited my friends and also Claudia, who is not my friend. Hi, Claudia.
Yeah, but who are you?
What do you mean?
You're Pedro.
What do
and
you
I'm
mean?
Your host, Claudia. Not your friend. Your host. Yeah, we do not talk about our minds, only about our lives. Okay. Yeah. And you had a vacation. Cool.
Yeah, and small warning, Claudia was strict today and she decided not to have takes and jerseys and marshmallows because this is special.
This is special. Yeah, today we do not talk about our thoughts, only about our things.
Yes.
Yeah, and yeah, only about this last week and what we did during the whole week when we was in one city. It was city. It was country, actually, not only city.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll try to remember the most important or, I don't know, awesome parts of last week.
Week was awesome.
All week?
All week, yes.
Okay. Piero, what was before Portugal?
Chicken.
Hmm?
Chicken. You know, this is a philosophical question.
Before Portugal.
Before everything, like chicken or egg.
Before everything, okay.
And I think it was chicken.
Yeah, but when we talk about last week, what was before Portugal?
Yeah, like the Saturday before, like this Saturday, I went to Spain to my friends, Vika and Ilya, and they hosted me in Barcelona. Yes.
Barcelona. I also had friends in Barcelona.
I have too.
Everyone has.
Yes. And it was great. Weather was so nice. Like 20 plus degrees. We ride bicycle. And actually, also I've tried one thing first time in my life. I believe it's called hot pot. Do you know?
Yeah, I know.
Have you tried it?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Everyone tries.
Why, of course? Am I so lame that I haven't tried, like, in my age still?
Yes. You are. I'm not the fan, but of course. it's fun sometimes. It's really... It's like the game, not just the food. It's a game.
Can you describe
when you play
it?
With your food.
Can you describe it?
You can boil your food before you eat it. Make your food, cook your food.
Okay, so yeah, basically there is a big table. And in the center of this table, there is a stove, like electric stove. And people bring to you like a big pot with broth. Yeah, like it's kind of soup, but like without everything. It's just liquid, nutritious, like it was boiled with meat, I guess, or some vegetables. But it's just the liquid and... It's kind of like continue boiling all the way that you're sitting there and you just put some stuff into this prof and like
you can put everything.
They provide you,
you everything.
Yes, instructions like how much time you should boil like some meat, pieces of meat. Oh, yes, I'm not a vegetarian, by the way. Sorry. People who don't eat meat. Yeah, like basically stuff. And like I guess like because you're sitting near this like boiling thing, I think like when you like get out of the place where you did like hot pot, you like 100% covered like with a layer of this broth, you know, because it's boiling mm-hmm. and the steam goes on you like constantly. But it's a great experience. I wouldn't eat it like every day. But yeah, it was nice.
We haven't so many time for this.
Yeah, for next time we will try it together, okay?
Maybe.
Gosh.
Okay.
Claudia, okay.
Not sure. Yeah, but yeah, maybe in Barcelona with all of our friends and listeners, it can be a great fun meeting. Hot pot fun meetup.
Yeah, Perigo hot pot meetup. I like it.
That's yeah. a dream.
That's a dream. What else? We just walked a lot and I visited a building built by Gaudi. Yeah.
Claudia.
Not this time.
Nope.
No.
Okay, next time.
Yeah, I'll share in the notes, in the show notes, this building, so you might check out. Yeah, and I was there like I've been there for 3 days, and then I went to my not friend Claudia to
Portugal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and this is why we. Yeah. Recording this extravaganza because usually I don't remember my past
uh-huh.
and Claudia is so helpful that she will help
yeah,
me
and
to
I
remember
have
and
first
tell
question
my mom.
About your help you to tell your mom.
Yes.
Yeah, my first question actually about your memories. How many times you've been in Portugal? With this week included.
That's why I've just told that I don't that good in remembering stuff, and you just like straight away first question like slap in my face. How many times you've been to Portugal?
I want to highlight how problem is how big this problem.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. You did good in highlighting.
Okay, it was your third time in this year and one time a few years ago.
Before.
Yeah, it's 4 times in Portugal. Sounds like you really like this country or kind of interested in this country.
Yeah, just have, you know, like a place to sleep for free.
Okay.
Kinda.
Okay.
Just buying you beer and that's all.
Oh, beer. Okay. But I think it was the first time when you came in Portugal during the autumn. And it wasn't like every day. Sunny, hot air, warm wind, and everything else. But it wasn't cold too, as I think.
It was bearable.
Okay. So we started first day here in Lisbon from your favorite place for breakfast. I'm ready to share this place, this information
with
our listeners. Okay. I can.
What is it?
I can. It's a Copenhagen coffee lab. It's
the capital of branch. Denmark.
Yeah, the coffee place called like capital of Denmark. Okay. Yeah, it's a branch of coffee places, and I think during all this week we've been there maybe 10 times. Okay, maybe not. Maybe just 5.
Still not enough.
It was cool. It was really great. And I think this place, it's really the main place of this trip.
Yes.
The main place.
It's the place of power.
Place of power. Yeah. And I'm looking through my camera roll and try to, I know, find the...
Try to roll your camera roll. Try to roll your camera roll. Like, second time, it's not that
always.
Funny, Claudia. Thank you.
No, but it's always. Yeah, I really don't know what we do on Tuesday, our first day here. But I think we drink beer and we already have our tradition to meet sunset near the river and and watching to sunset and also other people who are around us, and this is my favorite tradition.
Okay,
and drink
Claudia,
beer.
for some reason you're like letting me down right now. Can't you remember what happened before we started to drink beer? But it was like the main thing on that day.
We're walking, we eating and walking, and you tried traditional Portuguese, I don't know, bread with meat, which called bifana.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then pastel,
and pastel de nata. Yeah, it's a traditional dessert.
Yeah, it's a kind of pastry, right?
Pastry, yeah, it's pastry with cream and it's a super Portuguese. It was a basic Portuguese day breakfast in Copenhagen.
Yeah, it's all about Portugal.
Then Portuguese bifana, then pastel de nata, and then watching on sunset near the river, ocean river sea.
But before that,
I don't know.
You won't see it in your camera roll, Claudia. You should like look deep in your heart and try to remember.
We were in IKEA, and it was like IKEA, like Swedish part of Portugal, Copenhagen, like Danish part of Portugal.
Yeah, okay. If you...
You want to tell me something else?
Remind you. Do you want
to? Mm-hmm.
We, like, a huge tsunami wave almost flushed us away. Do you remember that?
Ah, yeah, but we're just walking. It's a usual thing in Portugal.
What usual?
Because water is everywhere.
I've bought a hairdryer
for me
to dry out
my shoes. Yeah, for me it
was nothing.
For me it was nothing because I wear Crocs. It's the best shoes.
Okay.
I really forget about this. Cool.
Yeah, so like I just want to concentrate on that because it was super fun, I guess. Because we were like walking...
And uncomfortable, yeah.
Near the shore, yeah. And there was a beautiful sunset. And like waves, like starting getting bigger and bigger, but like they were small, but small waves started getting bigger and bigger, and we just staring at the like sun and sunset and stuff like that, and then like this small but huge wave like covered our shoes. Yeah, and of course Claudia wears Crocs, and she just put her wet socks to her pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's my normal day in Portugal.
And had,
yeah,
like...
and yeah, to be fair, it was we were on embankment. We yes. It wasn't a beach where waves like, oh, waves here, wave there, who cares? Yeah. We were on the concrete part of embankment. And yeah, one moment waves becomes too hard. No one expects that.
Yes, and with wet shoes, like wet sneakers, we drank beer and then we went to IKEA.
Okay, yeah. I think that's hilarious. About all these things because my shoe was okay. Oh, okay. It was so uncomfortable for you. Wow.
I was in pain, actually, yes, but...
But beer helped.
Of course. 90%.
Okay. Yeah, it was easy, breezy. Lemon squeezy day in Portugal. In Lisbon. It was day in Lisbon.
Yes.
It's like my usual day. Yeah, like my normal day. Just... woke up, yeah, go
because
to
it was with
somewhere.
Beer. It's usually your day.
No. And I think every day we met a rain. And few episodes before, I talked that rainy weather not so bad. You still can enjoy it, and you should enjoy it. And I think we were good in it. Thank you, Claudia from past, for this advice. And we spent this week with rain. And thank you, me, for this advice. Yeah, the rain wasn't a problem, I think.
Yes, because it was like for 15 minutes and we had an umbrella, basically.
Yeah. I mean, this type of rain is good. I mean, only this type of rain is okay. So, the next day, do you remember something?
Was it the day with bicycles?
Yes, it was a day with bicycle, and for you, it was just continue of your vacation with bicycles in European capitals.
Yes.
And for me, it was kind of, I don't know, something special and something new.
An achievement.
Yeah, because I have some past with bicycles. In
Can we
capitals,
share your
actually.
Photos of your past?
No.
Or it will be like separate episode?
Yeah. It's not just a photo, it's a presentation.
Okay, yeah.
It's not only one photo. It's a lot. And this is the way.
Next time, listener, sorry.
Actually I bought a month's pass, or how it calls, yeah, for bicycle, for city bicycles in Lisbon. And now I'm kind of bike girl. Try to...
And you told me today that you rode today without me,
yesterday.
Without anyone, like,
yeah,
all by yourself. Yeah. Where, yeah. When was the last
center.
Time you ride bicycle all by yourself, like, without friends or like any people around?
Actually, I think it's way more comfortable without friends because you focus on you and your bicycle. And for me, it's really huge stress. And I need to concentrate on this process.
Be in the moment.
And it's not... Yeah, it's not just a fun way to spend free time for me. It's a really hard process.
Hard work.
Hard work, yeah. And I don't know when last time I took a bicycle somewhere, maybe a few years ago. I don't know. Long time ago.
Was it before the accident or after?
I think after. Yeah, it was some episodes after, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I forgot all bicycles stories except this one, that one.
Yeah, the
because
story.
That one was the... huge. The story. Yeah, and back to our week. We took a bicycle and bike through all. City, right through all city to the museum area. And yeah, it was so cool and great that the area was so cool and great.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It is
beautiful. Or maybe it was without us, it's not that beautiful, right?
Yeah. Everything without us is just bricks and, I don't know, roads and water.
Without life, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we catch some moments when rain becomes too hard and we were under the tree and other people who came to see... seaside, side, city sites, the cool places where tourists came.
How is it called? This tower in the water.
It's Bilem Tower.
Yeah, it was near the Bilem Tower.
Yeah, and the weather was really crazy, but then sun comes and rainbow. We saw a rainbow and it was rainy still. It was, I don't know, crazy and windy and all types of weather were there. And we are.
Yes. Nature in all of its power. But it was beautiful, yeah. It was super mm-hmm. beautiful. I enjoyed a lot, like the nature, the building, super beautiful, the museums.
We just walk near museums. We're this type of persons.
Yeah, making photos, trying to stall a sign.
Always. Yeah, but it was so, full day of, I don't know, right now I'm just look through my photos and I'm like, what? Just two places during all day, like first point and the next point and just two
but
points. But then
woke.
It was the way.
Yeah, we woke at like at 10 a.m. I guess. And then we got shower, we got breakfast, and then the trip on bicycles, through the shore, mm-hmm. it was 1 hour and 20 minutes, I guess. Yeah, something like that. 90 minutes.
56 minutes on my bike up.
Okay, 1 hour. 1 hour on a bicycle. Come on. It's,
mm-hmm. it
it's
was
a long
cool.
way. It's a long way and beautiful way. Yeah, highly recommend.
Yeah. Yeah, but the roads for bicycles, the lines for bicycles in Lisbon, not the best, but maybe they become in future.
Fingers crossed, because you've got your monthly pass, the roads will be better.
Yeah, if I I decided that I should try to use bicycle like usually. And if it works for this month, I will buy a year pass.
Gosh, I thought you were going to say like I will buy a bicycle. And I like what?
No, not for this city. But I think, but I really want to say thank you, because this activity with bicycle is really looks like my dream life in my future, where mm-hmm. I live in London and everyone use bicycles like usually, mm-hmm. and I ride on bicycle with a lot of famous people like Fred again, who like no, I'm riding on my bicycle and record a story. And even Gary Styles and James Corden, and they like no, we'll ride on bicycles through the London. Like these city bicycles, not their own, they like green one. And I'm want to be a part of this right now, mm-hmm. but I'm not in London, but I'm ready to prepare.
Yes.
I'm already prepared.
It's all training, Claudia.
Yeah. That's my life, my future, my dream life.
That's your dreams right now when you're sleeping.
Yeah. Really. Really. So what else?
The next day, right?
Yeah, I think we're ready.
What was the next day? It's getting harder and harder.
But it was not so far.
Yeah. How much money this question is? You know, like there is like these TV shows when you get some money for
yeah.
your answers.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just zero.
Gosh, that's why we are not friends.
Okay, but I have a hint for you. It's water. And transport.
No way. The next day we went to the Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought it was like later.
No. It was intensive first days, and then we like, keep calm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Tell me more.
Yeah. We came to ship station. We came to the ship station and catch a boat, like public transport. It's just a boat, like the bus. Catch a boat to another bank. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
yeah, it was
bank
really
of Lisbon, or it's another city.
I think it's another city, but yeah, it's another city. But a lot of people who work in Lisbon, they live in another bank, and they thought that it's like the same, but no, it's another city. Yeah, and I think it was 15 or maybe 20 minutes trip.
Yep.
On the river, and our ship was old and not fancy at all.
But it was cute. That's a problem, of course.
But it was cute, and a lot of people like, okay, we just catch a boat and go to the another bank, and we are wow. Go to this window, no, go to that window. We need to. Oh, this is a sign with a phrase, the word Périgord. We should take a photo.
Yes, and I've shared.
We were like a crazy tourist.
In the Telegram. So follow us.
Yeah, in our chat. Yeah, in our chat we already shared it
yeah.
before this episode. Yeah, and then we walk through another embankment on another bank. And it was really empty. And there are a lot of old buildings, which just a wall for graffiti artists right now. It's, yeah, it's not a real buildings. Abandoned, yeah, of course. But waves in that place were not so crazy like a few days before.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in that part, I was ready for be in river because of weather.
Yeah, and because you wear Crocs.
No, I wear Converse that day.
Ooh.
And because of this, I thinking that, okay, that day.
Your name is Danger.
Yeah, but I'm lucky one still. Yeah, and then I think we spent half an hour or more in a hall of elevator lift.
Yeah, like basically elevator. The plan was go to the Jesus. Like Jesus mm-hmm. on the like another in another city on the, another shore.
Rio.
What?
In Rio. Rio.
Yeah, it's like no? in Rio de Janeiro. Like yeah, almost the same. Like Jesus is city. The same, but the stature is different. And like there is a bridge that looks like a bridge mm-hmm. in San Francisco. So Lisbon like just took something from every place, or maybe. Like vice versa, I don't know like what city built it first. Yeah, and we just decided go to the Jesus because previous time we like didn't manage to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
we already been on that bank and that area, but
yeah.
skipped the Jesus.
But like the previous time we went through the bridge like by car
mm-hmm.
and this mm-hmm. time yeah we decided to use the boat yeah and to like go to Jesus is like on super high ground and we were super low and there is like special elevator that like goes up. I believe it's like 80 meters, I guess, something like
maybe.
That
maybe I never never thinking about this.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You usually measure in like how do you like
feet?
Yeah. In American style, you know.
Okay.
In American metric system. Yeah, and the elevator was what?
Broke or just paused, I don't know.
Yeah,
how they
broken.
Called it.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah, and the said man who like work on this, he just okay, I'm just watching video, and everyone just came, and I said no elevator today. yeah, we met.
Yeah, Claudia, what was that?
It's 5:10. My favorite. Time.
Why is it your favorite time? 5:10. Why do you have an alarm clock for 5:10 p.m.?
Because I have my own time management system.
Mm-hmm.
It stands on alarm clocks.
How
it works?
I like I'm a bit scared to ask, yeah, because it might take like mm-hmm. an hour and a half, I guess. Maybe the next, like, I think we will have like several
okay, yeah.
extravaganzas, and you just share your story about bicycle. You will share
your
extravaganza about alarm clock.
We start our next season, and we said that we are ready to share more personal things, and our show
was
becomes
forced by Vika and Ilya.
Yeah, but it actually we actually planning to do something like this, to talk with other people in our episodes, to... We're still waiting for guests. If you want, you can. Just text us.
Yes.
Yeah, and this means that we're ready to discuss not only something like in the world, the
stuff,
news, the ideas.
Week.
Yeah. We're ready to discuss our experience and stories of our friends and their crazy experience, because we have some friends with crazy experience.
Miserable experience, I guess.
Awesome.
Okay, anyway, let's go back to...
In one day, I will tell you, listeners, about my own system, about my own past and future, of course. You already know about my dreams.
Yes, yes.
So, back to reality.
How we managed
back to last week.
Skip the elevator Jesus. And go up, or we return home.
Yeah, and actually we... the rain started.
Mm-hmm.
The huge rain, and we again like stuck in this hall with broken elevator, and for me it was so annoying because it was we can't go out, we can go somewhere else because the weather is really freeze us.
Yeah, because you have conditions.
I have condition.
Yes.
Okay.
HTPG, something like that.
HTPG?
ADHD?
Ah, ADHD. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you had that.
HTPG. HDMI. I had HDMI.
No.
Yeah. And for me, yeah, it's really... No, I haven't. There are no HDMI, only ADHD. Yes. My life. It's literally the explanation of my life right now. In that period of my life called. Okay, yeah, but then we finally were ready to go up through stair, long, crazy, cold stairs.
Yeah,
to the hill.
The worst part of this that we had to use our feet to mm-hmm. go up by stairs.
It was annoying too.
Yeah.
And stairs wasn't...
Worsened your mood. Yeah.
Yeah, but stair wasn't so bad. But after this stairs... We found out that Jesus is still far away from us.
It was obvious. I'm really surprised that you found out. It's just like when you stairs.
Yeah, and it was like, the long way through the poor districts of that poor part of Portugal, not Lisbon. And it's like outdoor experience. And you know that I'm not the wild one, the nature girl, the out of the city girl. But all this week was like, go wild. Périgord, go wild.
Yes. And like,
outskirts.
Just
something
like
this.
To paint the picture, I'd like to describe how I was like, in what clothes like I was and in what clothes like Claudia was. I was in my on my upper body, it was a t-shirt, a hoodie, and a rain jacket, let's say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was your everyday look.
Yes. And Claudia was in a t-shirt and
no, it's a long sleeve, it's with the stripes, it's
okay.
I was like a sailor.
That doesn't make any difference. Long sleeve and office jacket.
Not an office jacket, just a black jacket. And a warm scarf and blue jeans and Converse.
Blazer.
My favorite.
It's not jacket. It's a
blazer.
Like,
blazer.
It's a okay. Blazer. Yeah, like office blazer.
Okay.
And a scarf.
Warm scarf and blue jeans and Converse.
And that's all. And it was super windy and cloudy, I guess, like, it was a bit cold. A bit, right?
Yeah, I'm ready to share the best photo of this day with my look. The best one I will share in our Telegram chat. It looks that I'm really hate everything.
Yeah, that was like, yeah, I've captured your mood.
That
your
I really
thoughts.
Want to go home or or coffee place or something like this.
Yeah, and I guess you wanted me to go home as well.
Maybe.
Allegedly. But
yeah, but
it was a nice view there, right?
Yeah, it was a great view when we finally got the viewpoint. And we were near the Jesus, and a lot of people were around us, and everyone takes photos, and even we took some photos, like photo for mom, Jesus photo, the bridge photo. And then again, crazy rain started, and we met the best rainbow. During all week, it was full rainbow, like we see the both sides
yes,
of rainbow.
It was the craziest rainbow of my life.
Wow. yeah, it was really great. And then we...
we took a cab, of course.
Took a cab, yeah. And yeah, and got back to ship station. And yes. Yeah, and met a sunset on a river again. Mm-hmm. Cool day. Really, I know, a lot of emotions
chilly.
And full. It was full. Okay. The next days. It was the day when I finally wear a normal clothes, like the waterproof coat, or how it calls?
Jacket, yeah.
Jacket, yeah, okay. Yeah, and we walk through the city. And we visit some city government organization for my needs.
For your illegal stuff.
Yeah. And then we finally made a photo in photo booth. Booths.
Yeah.
It was... it actually... were hard.
Why?
Because in Lisbon, not so many places where you can find the photo booth. And if you want, you should try to check a not popular subway station. Yeah.
Which is not obvious, like, I would say.
Yeah. It's really, it's just a hint for our listeners who going to visit Lisbon and want to print a photo, make a photo and make a printed photo. Yeah. And in this machine, you can't just pay by card. You should pay by cash. And it's actually a machine for photo for documents, like in Amelie movie, where where you can make a photo for your, I don't know, ID or visa or something like this. Or for your subway cart, like
maybe. Subway sandwich.
Maybe. Subway sandwich. Okay, metro tube, how we called it. How we called it. We. Who we?
I don't know who are we. You,
tube,
Claudia.
Tube. I think tube. I can call it tube.
You can call it metro. No.
Metro.
Or subway.
Okay. Okay, subway. For your subway sandwich. Yeah. Yeah, and we need to change money. Then we need to change money one more time. And it was so stupid. And we ask people around who works somewhere near this metro station. And the guy from restaurants, he decided that I need change because of parking. And I'm like, yeah, for parking. Yeah. I'm not going to go down underground and print a stupid photo with my friend. No, no, I need change just for parking. Yeah, but finally we got it. Yeah. And period chose the brilliant design for his...
Sorry, I will interrupt you. Like, just want to be more, like, add more details here.
Specific.
that in, I've got like 20 euros bill and we needed a change. Claudia managed to buy a water from super creepy people who, by the way, like right now in Lisbon, there is, it's a season of chestnut
tree. Okay.
Yeah,
it's actually
like,
Lisbon, it's like Istanbul. It's like the same. The old ugly boats, this chestnut on the street on a open fire, not a fire, not...
What was the first one? Bolt?
Boat. Old boats, like through the river, like transfer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought like bolt without hair, you meant. Like in Istanbul, you know?
Like in Istanbul, yeah. Maybe. And all these hills and abandoned buildings, it's the same. We live in Turkey. I live in Turkey.
You are a Turkey, Claudia.
No. When is Thanksgiving Day, actually? Maybe I'm a Turkey. I need to stay at
home. Let's check later, okay? Yeah, and Claudia bought a water bottle, war boil from those
bottle
guys.
Bottle.
Yeah, and we got like 10 euros a bill, 5 yeah. euros bill, and like some metal money.
Three, yeah, coins.
Yeah.
Metal money.
And I've done like a single photo with a beautiful, beautiful London design.
Frame. Yeah, like London
yeah.
frame.
For 2 euros. Because first of all, I love London more than Claudia.
And yeah, and you love to save money. Yeah.
Yes.
Do not spend yes, all of them.
Yes. And I'm boring. That's the point. But Claudia wanted to have 4 small photos for 6 euros, and we've got like 5 euros bill, and this machine, it gets only like if it's bills, like paper money, it should be 5 euros, and then like any change that you can imagine, right? And what happened, Claudia? What happened with our 5 euro bill?
I just put this 5 euro, the paper 5 euro to my transport card and bought
Claudia,
one.
Why? Stop. I like... Yeah, Claudia just took my money and she decided instead of having a photo to... Oh, just like
you mean that it doesn't work? You mean this
like,
part?
for our listeners, like, I like the fact that you shared this, like the place where they can get the photos, right? But you didn't share any details. Like, try your own, do your own mistakes. We won't tell you anything about that.
Yeah, it should be your experience. I'm just to give you some tips for like where you can make a photo somewhere. How? I don't know.
Yeah, like
you should try.
We were trying to put this €5 bill to the machine, and it's like just spit it out like immediately. We tried like
and we thought that it's a fake times, 5 euros. Maybe? Yeah, we thought it's a fake 5 euros from this chestnut people.
Chestnut gang, yeah. Gang. Yeah, and Claudia is super smart and like she
creative.
She creates problems, but she also solves them. Like
yeah, it's me. It's me.
Yeah.
So me.
And she would just put some money to her Metro card, and we get exact amount of coins, right?
Yeah.
To get the photo.
Yeah, and also I found €1 a few days before on the street.
Damn right!
It was the safe. It was the blessed €1.
Yeah.
It's a. That's the dream, and this is the fate. It's a fate. We finally print our photos, and yeah, I have 4, but on the same size. Like, Pierre have 1.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I really like these photos. We kind of creepy one, but. Looks creepy, but so us.
it
and we finally in London.
It. Yes, yeah, and it's only €2. London. Like so many positive emotions, right?
Experience, yeah, great experience.
Yeah,
user experience of this photo booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the main thing of this day, but also we've been, oh, maybe it was other day, I don't know. Ah, yeah, and then we just took some food and I back to my work.
Mm-hmm.
It was their day. And the next day, again, we have a great breakfast. And then we finally got... We came to my favorite rooftop in the city. Mm-hmm. And it's near my flat. But it works only on weekend. From, I don't know, 12 to 6 or from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's really strange schedule. And I don't know. But we finally were there. It was just 5 minutes, but it's my favorite place. And what's your experience, emotions about?
Yeah, like...
Expectation?
in Lisbon, on the, like... Shore, yeah, on the embankment. Usually like huge liners, huge boats are like parked along the shore. And this building, what Claudia just told you about, it's
ship terminal.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. And on the weekends, you can just only on the weekends, you can go to the roof of this building. And I guess usually there are like maximum three people, yeah? And yeah. You can
you, me, and the bodyguard.
bodyguard. and the guard.
How it's called? The person who guard. Yeah, okay.
And you could make a lot of beautiful photos.
Yeah, it's a cool modern place. It's a modern building, like from concrete, like fancy one, because everything cool, modern concrete and lines and little bit glass. It's a cool rooftop. Yeah, and I dream about my, I don't know, own party on this rooftop. Maybe birthday party, maybe wedding party. I don't know. I think something huge. I need something huge on this rooftop. But also I dream about living not in Lisbon.
I like that you always have this plan, I don't know, M, N, like A, B, C, and like the M and plan is that you have a wedding on the rooftop in Lisbon because you like many years.
Stuck in Lisbon. Stuck in Lisbon for forever. And I'm like,
actually,
oh, okay.
I don't mind because I super love this city and I love spending time with you at your house for free.
Maybe it will be your wedding in Lisbon. Maybe. It's a fate.
We'll see.
Yeah, but yeah, it's one of my favorite places in Lisbon. And then we tried to went out of the city again because it was our thing of that week. Yeah, and we do you remember where we've been?
I think that this
we
day,
had some collapse.
Okay, this day, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the day before. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. What? I wanted to to surf, to take a surf lesson. I've done it 5 years ago, the first one, and I wanted to take the second one. Like, no.
Yeah, because you surf in internet and Instagram every day, but not every day you have an opportunity to surf in real ocean.
Yes. that's true. And yeah, to go to this place, like where to the beach where ocean is and those surf schools, we needed to take a train, and we did it. And when we get to the train station, we split with Claudia. She went to buy the tickets, and I went to buy some food. And Claudia was super responsible. And there are like two stations, Кашкайш and Каксиос, something like that.
No one knows.
CAXIOS. Yeah, and like I haven't checked where was like where I was going like five, six years ago, and there were like two fuck ups. First of all, it wasn't on Кашкайш, but I told Claudia that it was in Кашкайш. But it actually doesn't matter because Claudia bought tickets not to Кашкайш, but to Каксиос.
It was just 20 minutes out of Lisbon, and Кашкайш, it's 1 hour out of Lisbon. But the train, the same train, but different zones and different price and different. But I did not notice that I bought not the right ticket. I'm just K something. Because
I
also...
I,
I, I have not only ADHD, I also have dyslexia. And this is my thing, and you can't blame me.
Yes, because you're a sick person, right?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Okay.
But I'm creative and very fun. And I have a couch in my living room.
Yeah. I think it's called like a bit differently because like it's not your medical conditions. It's just your denial of everything in Lisbon. And you just don't understand how all this metro system works. You just live how, I don't know, like it just flow. You know, and this time it wasn't, you like go out of the flow, and we arrived at Qashqai, but our tickets was to Caxias, and like there are different stations, and on big stations you should have your ticket to go out, and we went on the last station. It's a big station, and we couldn't get out of the platform. And we, Claudia, had to use all her charm to seduce this guy. Yeah, and he, like, the worker of the station. And he helped us, said something in Portuguese. I guess Claudia understood him completely.
100%.
Yeah, and we just, like, when he let us out, he pointed at, like, the place where you should buy tickets, and he said something in Portuguese we didn't understand, and we just escaped. escaped it. Yeah, and we just walk. And then we realized, yeah, that it's not the place where I should surf, but we, I think, spent a great time there. It was super cool, big waves, people with dogs, awesome sunset, and we just walked on the shore a couple of stations, like to the Lisbon, and took a train back home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the day, yeah. And like, it sounds not that much, but just because we walked a lot, yeah, it just took a lot of time, our powers, but it was awesome.
Every day was awesome.
Yeah, and the next day we actually went to the, like, right station because I've Googled it, right?
Mm-hmm. And we bought tickets together. Not only me.
Great part of it that when we were buying the tickets, Claudia, she's standing in front of the machine with tickets, and some guy comes to her and like
homeless guy.
Yeah, I saw like at him, and it's obvious that he is going to ask Claudia money, and instead of saying him like, no, I don't have money, Claudia is all with your mind in this machine, trying not to fuck up this time. And she's just telling this guy, what? 1 minute, 1 minute. And this guy, like,
waiting.
Waiting in the lobby, is like in the lobby near her, just to hear, like, when she bought a ticket, I said to him, no, we don't have money. And he was like, okay, thank you. Like, man, that was hilarious.
Maybe, but my rule, do not watch on ice. to people who want to ask you about something or give you something, sell you something on the street or ask you something, you should do not look at their eyes. Mm-hmm. This is the rule. And when you just look through them or somewhere else, if they talk something, like pronounce the words, you can ignore it because you do not, you haven't the eye contact. And it's always worked for me. But sometimes there are some situations when they catch my eyes and I'm like, no. No, I can't. And I can't ignore it and I can't do something and I'm just like run away or no, or try to explain something. Oh no, I'm not good in this type of situation and my way is just to not look at their eyes. And I always try to.
You did a great job there. Yeah. And we bought the tickets. Finally, we arrived at the proper station. I immediately remembered that me and my friend, we came to the station, which is Krakowelish for people who are interested in surfing. And we went to the beach and the waves were so huge that I kind of immediately realized that the surfing won't happen. But anyway, we found guys that like near the surf school and they said that it's a red alert today and there is no possibility to surf. It was a bit of disappointment, but as always, we just took some walk to like through the beach. There were a lot of people playing beach volleyball, a lot of dogs. Claudia decided to become a mermaid.
I have kind of swim. Or drown. I had a swim.
Yeah. Basically, he went to the ocean like a bit and it was super cold, I guess.
Kind of.
Yeah, and like some wave just hit Claudia so hard that like above
yeah,
her knees.
It's like half yeah. of me.
All kind her of. Like pants, trousers, depending on
yeah.
American English people. It was wet. It was soaked wet. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was still optimistic, like, hey, you're No.
Yeah,
I'm
and
not
Claudia,
sad.
Like, every 15
it's a lot
minutes
of emotion.
Told me that another centimeter of her pants weren't so wet anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like we walked on the shore a couple of stations to the Lisbon, and like at some places we even saw some surfers, but like surfers who did it by themselves, like without
like
any training, I guess. Yeah, and waves weren't so big there, and like in the end we arrived, guess on what station we arrived to go to the Lisbon back. It was Caxios.
No,
it wasn't Caxios, no. Gosh,
you
no.
just created.
For just some reason, yeah. Gosh.
No, it was
maybe we cut
Santa.
It and we say that we arrived to Caxios and it will be more dramatic, no?
No, I don't know. You never told me that you think that... Oh, it's Caxios.
Yeah,
or something.
It actually was
no,
Samara.
No, right now you just come up with this idea, and I'm like, what? Why?
Yeah, this way.
Even me was surprised.
I will be telling stories to my grandchildren. You know, like crazy
okay.
grandfather telling stories that never
okay.
happened.
Yeah. Okay. You already start being your future. Granddad, like old and crazy stories.
Yeah, old, thank you. So do you want to add something, Claudia, here? What's your camera roll saying?
After this beach walk, like near the water, near the ocean with waves, we have some more embankment walk, like through the, I don't know, some resort center or something like this. And this embankment with near marina, where the boats and sail, the boat with the boats, yeah. And it was so cute. And I saw a lot of old people who like chilling, killing, enjoying our old days. And
you're saying about me also, right now?
No. Other.
Other, okay.
It not only you. Yeah, and also I grabbed some greens, or I don't know, not flowers, grass. I grabbed some grass for my home.
Some plant, I guess. It's a grass, yeah.
Yeah, and it was so... It was so Sunday, like we just walk a lot, more than day before from Qashqaish to Eshteril. We walk a lot, and yeah, I have two different parts of this morning, one near the ocean, other near the normal water, like not on the sand. Yeah. But the main thing of that morning for me is, again, that all of this, it's not for me. All this ocean stuff, all this, I don't know, it's cool, but I'm not impressed. Not impressed a lot.
I thought that our extravaganza is going to be without takes. But here we are, listeners. Claudia can't help herself.
Yeah, I think in that day, I was thinking about how all this Portugal benefits its feet on you, because you're like, you're the right place. And every day you're like, awesome. Wow. It's awesome. And this surfing stuff, even the beach ball,
beach volleyball.
Yeah. Even this and all this. It's 100% you. But you're all in black and dead inside. Because you live in Lithuania and going to live in Germany and should, I don't know, earn money or something. But you want to quit all this stuff and just surf.
I can't. I should provide for my family. I should feed my children.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I right now I live in someone's dream, but it's so like okay, there are some cool things, but in general nah. And yeah, this is my crisis. It stands on this ocean. My crisis stands on this ocean.
Is this ocean of your tears?
Tears, yes. Yes, of course. Yes, of course. But this ocean, it helps me to... This water, it's a part of big water. And big water everywhere. And in other cities, in other countries, there are still this big water. And... Mm-hmm. it's connection. It's my connection too. Yeah. So.
Okay. I think that was Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. It was Sunday.
Yeah.
And then your vacation ends.
Yes. And I think that we need to wrap up because the next days it was just work and the trip home. Basically,
and small walk.
Yeah. But we were pretty tired at this point. Yeah, because every day we spent a lot of the time on our feet. Yeah.
Out of the city.
And out of the city, yeah. Poor Claudia. What I've done to her. To the city girl.
I don't know why, how, but I think it's because I spent here in Lisbon 10 months right now, for now. Mm-hmm. And you've been here like 3 times before. And we try to take some new places, experience and something like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
But
thank
it was
you.
Cool and fun and cool and cool.
Thank you
and
for
fun.
Being patient. And okay. Cold.
You too. You too.
Yeah. So I guess we can say, I guess I can say thank you people who hosted me, Ilya and Vika, and our hero Claudia.
Host.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm host and I hosted you.
Yeah. Thank you, listeners. I hope it was a cool episode for you. Perigo extravaganza. Yeah,
and we share some, I don't know, maybe travel tips for little tour guide for Barcelona. Are you ready? And I'm ready to share the full tour guide of this week for Lisbon tourists. I'm ready.
Yeah.
And also, I want to recommend everyone to watch a new documentary on Netflix about David Beckham, because it was a huge part of this trip.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm not ready to explain what I thought and what I thinking about. And my, I don't know, things, but I highly recommend it to watch. Yeah. Long story short, it was.
So, what? Let's say bye-bye to our listeners and to ourselves.
Yeah, finally. I'm so tired of you. No, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Me too.
Actually not. No.
I'm tired of myself.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, listeners. I hope it will be, I don't know, interesting or helpful, maybe. See you next time. Hear you. See you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This podcast is produced by Claudio Go and Perio. Music by Mr. Smith.